Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life by numbers. My days are numbered, literally by a calendar. 1, 2, 3, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. It's not a competition. The first day of the month isn't always the best, especially when I'm getting pinched and punched left, right and centre. I was lucky enough to do a preview of my show, The Time Show, in Oslo, and I said that bit about pinching a punch and there was deadly silence. Well, there had been for the vast majority of the show, but the audience were particularly quiet during that bit. I said, "What? Don't you have pinching a punch over here?" I said, "Sorry, what? No. What's that?" And I said, "Well, in England, people punch you because of what day it is. Don't you have that? No." And they said, "No. What kind of barbaric environment are you living in? Pinching and punching due to the date. I'm living my life by numbers. Numbers that people designed. Not even that long ago." Excuse me, sorry boss, but just before you go, you know this zero that you designed today? I don't mean to pick fault with it, and I know I'm already on a warning because of my comments on the 6. Yeah, you are on a warning because of your comments about the 6. You said it looked like a cartoon foot on a short leg. Yeah, well, I just think if you put it next to a lowercase d, you know, D6, it starts to resemble the bottom half of a cartoon character. I did say that, and I apologise, but with this zero, feel free to ignore it, but it does look alarmingly like the letter O. I mean, should we keep it like that, or should we change it? I am more than happy to stay behind and do some brainstorming, if you like, just to try to make it a bit easier for everyone to differentiate between a zero and an O. No, look, it doesn't look like an O. You don't need to worry about it. I've put a diagonal line through it for that exact reason. Yeah, but boss, I don't think people are going to use that diagonal line. You know, we could make it a totally different shape, like a cube or some sort of spiral or something like that. No? Okay, right, fine. So, look, I'm just saying, should we change it or leave it? Leave it. They'll figure it out. I wish my days weren't numbered, but then I wouldn't know when my mum's birthday is. I'd have to guess. Is it your birthday today, mum? I don't know. Well, should we celebrate the fact that you're alive today? Yeah, okay. Can we go to James Italian? Well, when I first wrote this material, we could go to James Italian, but unfortunately, mum, we can no longer go there, no.